This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The Bharatiya Janata Party has registered a decisive victory in the Delhi Assembly election, returning to the power after 27 years by defeating the exumbent Aam Aadmi Party. The BJP won 48 seats in the 70-member Legislative Assembly, while the AAP bagged 22 seats. The third contender, Congress, has been completely wiped out in the polls after failing to win even a single seat. A party winning more than the half-member of 35 seats forms the government in the national capital. Prominent winners of the BJP include Parvez Sahib Singh from New Delhi, Vijender Gupta from Rohini, Kapil Mishra from Karawal Nagar, Tarvinder Singh Marwa from Jangpura, Majinder Singh Sirsa from Rajouri Garden, Arvinder Singh Lovely from Gandhi Nagar, Shikha Roy from Greater Kailash, Harish Khurana from Motinagar. Prominent successful AAP candidates include Atishi from Kalkaji, Somdath from Sadar Bazar, Gopal Rai in Babarpur, Virinder Singh Kadian from Delhi Cant, Kudeep Kumar in Konli seat, Jarnail Singh in Tilaknagar seat, Imran Hussain in Balimbaran, and Sahi Ram for Tughlaqabad. The notable faces who lost include senior AAP leaders Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia and Saurabh Bhardwaj, Durgesh Pathak, Awadh Oja and Jitinder Singh Shunti, Congress Sandeep Dixit and BJP's Ramesh Bidhuri and Rajkumar Anand. In the bypass elections, BJP's Chandra Banu Paswan has won from the Milkipur Assembly constituency in Uttar Pradesh. Chandra Kumar, VC of Dravida Muntikra Karagam, has won the bipole in Erode Assembly constituency in Tamil Nadu. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the people of Delhi for giving the mandate to the party in Delhi Assembly polls. Addressing the BJP workers at India headquarters in the national capital, emphasized that the country yesterday is opting for a policy of contentment over appeasement. He asserted that the youth born in the 21st century will now see BJP's good governance in Delhi for the very first time. The Prime Minister assured that after the BJP's victory, Delhi will witness the world-class urban infrastructure now. He said that the Delhi Assembly poll results are indicative of the trust of the country has for the BJP's double-engine government.
साथियों, आज दिल्ली की जनता ने साफ कर दिया है कि दिल्ली की असली मालिक सिर्फ और सिर्फ दिल्ली की जनता है.
Hitting out at the Aam Aadmi Party, the Prime Minister claimed that the anti-graft party turned out to be corrupt. Mr. Modi thanked the Delhiites for imposing the trust in the party to take the national capital to newer heights. Addressing the gathering, the BJP President JP Nadda said that the results of the Delhi Assembly polls show that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi resides in the hearts of Delhiites. The Aam Aadmi Party's National Governor Arvind Kejriwal said that the party has accepted the result of Delhi Assembly polls and also respects the mandate given by the people. He also extended the wishes to the Bharatiya Janata Party for the victory. Mr. Kejriwal expressed the confidence that the BJP will fulfill the people's aspirations for votes they have been chosen. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a crucial visit to the France and the United States from Monday. Mr. Modi will co-chair with the Artificial Intelligence the Action Summit with the French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris. From France, the Prime Minister will head to Washington for the first meeting with the US President Donald Trump with his second term inauguration in January this year. The Congress President Mallikarjun Khagre said that the party tried to create an atmosphere in the public's interest, but the public did not give the Congress the mandate in Delhi. He mentioned that the Congress accepts the public's verdict. The senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also said that the party accepts the mandate of the Delhi with humility. In a social media post, Mr. Gandhi thanked that all the Congress workers in the Delhi for their dedication. He stated that the fight against pollution, inflation and the corruption will continue. And that is the end of this news bulletin.